Utica, New York was once an industrial hub with more than 100,000 people. But over the decades, big companies pulled out and nearby Air Force Base closed. Now only 60,000 people are left. But as David Chinatry reports, Utica is attracting new residents.
In the cramped kitchen of the Europa restaurant in the heart of what was once a vibrant Italian neighborhood in Utica, Micho Velic is grilling up the house specialty, cevapi, a sausage and bread dish he's come to call Bosnian hamburger. His wife is waiting on tables, while his 22-year-old daughter Sabina tends the bar. The family has lived in Utica for 8.5 years. They left their former home in western Bosnia as war was beginning to tear apart the former Yugoslavia. Now their restaurant anchors the Bosnian community here, almost 5,000 people who arrived as they did in search of safe haven. They're the biggest group in an influx of political refugees to this tired city. Almost 40% of Utica's population is over 50. But the refugees are young. They're filling the schools and providing a needed workforce. One of the city's largest employers is a medical products company called ConMed, and it depends on the refugees. Human Resources Director Bob O'Reilly says almost half of ConMed's 1,200 local employees are refugees.
The refugee population is a critical component and it's part of the foundation of the company.
The availability of low-skilled jobs is one big reason why refugee resettlement has worked here. The refugees have found jobs as meat cutters, greenhouse workers, nursing home attendants. They began to pay taxes and buy goods and services. Some have saved enough to go into business for themselves. A few blocks from the Europa restaurant, two men from Belarus have opened a furniture showroom. Their beds and sofas come from around the world. Their store manager, Sultan Mangal, comes from Afghanistan.
We have multinational store here, you know, all kind of customer we have. But as usual, most of them, Russian and Bosnian.
Sultan just moved his family into a house he bought in December. 5 years ago, 14% of Utica's houses were vacant. Now refugees, mostly Bosnians, are buying houses for the cost of back taxes and rehabbing entire blocks.
Let's take a spin over to the east side.
Mark Bonville knows the housing situation better than anyone. In his job at Utica's Urban Renewal Agency, he's the guy who grants a certificate of occupancy after a home has been fixed up. Driving slowly through East Utica, Bonville points out house after house that has been put back on the city's tax rolls. He stops in front of one home with a brick facade and new vinyl siding.
You'd never know that the house looked the way it did before. It was an old, crotchety blue house falling apart. They just put a heck of a lot of TLC into it.
The city estimates well over 500 houses have been rehabbed in this fashion, often finished with a bright coat of paint. But there are costs to Utica as well. While most of the Bosnians arrived in the mid-90s, brought in under a federal humanitarian program, much of the bill is paid by local taxpayers. Medicaid, welfare, and education costs have all gone up. Hamilton College economics professor Paul Hagstrom has done a fiscal analysis of refugee resettlement in the Utica area.
The costs of bringing refugees into our area are substantial. The gamble is that you're also having long-term benefits.
Hagstrom says it takes about 12 years for that gamble to pay off. At that point, each family's contribution to the local economy outweighs the upfront costs. Utica is now in the black, but it needs to keep the refugees who are here. Already some families are moving. Nazir Javarovic, one of the first of the Utica Bosnians, now lives in the suburbs.
I don't buy the house there. I buy the neighborhood. I buy the better school for my kids.
That's a sentiment all too familiar to city officials. Utica lacks the high-skilled jobs that might hold on to the next generation. And the city faces other challenges. It's now receiving refugees from Africa and Southeast Asia who are often illiterate in their own languages and who require more time and assistance to join the mainstream and contribute to Utica's economic life. For NPR News, I'm David Chinatry in Utica, New York.
This is NPR News.